Hey friends, I just want to come on here and just do a quick talk about boundaries. And I know last time we talked, I went over, you know, being vulnerable and letting down your wall. And I thought about, you know, in that perception, boundaries and how, you know, specifically in my 20s, I'm still in my 20s, I'm my late 20s, 29, that with boundaries, I wish I pushed more on the boundaries of what I thought I deserved before I started approaching 30. And I mean that by like age 21, at least starting at around age 21, and just really honing in on boundaries. I let a lot of things pass with dating, with men, and how, you know, letting them control the relationship, to friendships, and how if they want to go somewhere, I went there with them, to family members, how they talk to me. It literally hit me when I turned 29, which was in December, like, hey, I need to place some boundaries and some lines here because people are crossing them and they're not respecting me. And it's not because I shouldn't be respected, it's because I didn't put the boundaries there for them to respect. So I believe that there are ways that you can put boundaries in alignment with yourself while you're still in your 20s. And you know, even if you're going into your 30s or 40s, 50s, whatever, you can still put boundaries in alignment. You know, that's your body, or that's your mind, and that's who you are. You deserve to have boundaries. One of the things I've been doing as an introvert is, one, having people understand that I like to hibernate. I like to be indoors. But like I said, I need to know the boundary of which people know how to approach me to go, hey, let's go hang out. You need to leave the house. To the boundaries of, hey, maybe you need to stay in, relax, chill. I'll get back to you when you're ready to come out of your house. And that can be slow and steady. And there are people who will leave in and out of your lives, family members, friends, strangers, coworkers, whoever it may be, will leave in and out of your life because you're placing boundaries. And those are people who don't respect them. If someone doesn't respect what you like to do and who you are, they don't need to be there. Okay? So one of those things is hibernation for me. Another thing for me is how you talk to me. As an INFJ, I take things personal, but at the same time, I have to be aware of what is hurting them, which they brought out on me, and what is actual critique. And identifying critique versus actual hurt took me a while. But in the end, I've learned to just either I need to back away, especially if that person knew me for a long time. I need to back away because if I told that person repeatedly, don't talk to me like that, and they're not listening, I have nothing else to explain. And neither do you. You have nothing else to explain to that person. So step away, move yourself away, even if it's in silence. And some people are like, don't shut down in silence. No, that person should understand how you want to be treated. They don't need to talk to you like that. And then once you start setting that precedence, then they'll try to come at you again with the same thing. Nope, not going to happen. And those are people who are hard to get rid of, like family members, because they're there all the time. And those are things we really have to set those cornerstone like boundaries in there to let them know, like, no, that is not what's going to happen. That's not how I'm going to be treated. So be confident in who you're growing to be. Be confident in how you see yourself in the next 10 years and how you want to be treated in the next 10 years. And if you haven't set those boundaries, go ahead and do it right now. And understand that your self-worth is in need of respect. And people need to understand how to respect that. So hopefully that was helpful. It's been helping me. And maybe I'll talk more on the subject with boundaries and give you guys a list of more things of what I've done or whatever it may be. But hopefully that fed your soul. It's been feeding minds. And hope you guys have a great weekend and enjoy. All right, friends. Happy hibernation. See you later.